Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hey everyone, this is Brad Larson, founder of the Property Management Mastermind. Thanks to our sponsors, we've been able to compile a tremendous list of offers and discounts, with this list expanding every episode. To see that complete offering, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. I also wanted to announce the Pulling Back the Curtain Conference going on in August this year in Denver, Colorado. For more information on that, visit our site for the link. Lastly, be sure to check out our Facebook group page and become a member.
This show is sponsored by the best home inspection software on the market for property managers. We endorse and use Z-Inspector as our software of choice for our team to document home inspections. We particularly like their 360 degrees camera system that produces amazing views of the interior room. Your clients will love Z-Inspector documented inspections you provide them. Visit www.zinspector.com to learn more.
Tenants not changing their air filters? Costly HVAC repairs and unhappy owners got you down? Filter Easy is a subscription air filter delivery service that solves this problem by shipping filters directly to the tenant's front door when it's time to change. Tenants actually change them, which reduces HVAC-related maintenance calls by an average of 30%. Filter Easy's no-cost-you solution functions as a profit center to give you back time and money. Call 1-800-308-1186 today to learn more.
Hey everybody, in today's episode, I interviewed James Wise out of Cleveland, Ohio. He's a property management company owner, and he's got his hands on everything. He's doing construction, he's doing title, he's doing lending. They've got a complete one-stop shop going on in the Cleveland, Ohio area. This is a great interview. This guy is fired up, he's exciting, and he's got some options for you to think about. So let's take a listen. And welcome everybody to another edition of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I'm your host, Brad Larson. And today's guest, I have James Wise coming at us, and he's a property management company owner and doing some great things up here in the Ohio region. And I wanted to bring him on the show because I've been watching him for years. He's the guy that has been doing YouTube videos, putting out great content, and I think he's just going to be a great interview to talk about some best practices, some things that are going on. And he's just a guy that does his own thing. He doesn't worry about some of the trade organizations out there. He's out there doing his own thing and killing it. And so, James, I'm glad to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
What's up, Brad? Thanks for having me on, brother. I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Doing good. Love the energy. That's why I couldn't wait to get you on. I've been a fan of yours for a while. I remember watching YouTube videos when you were interviewing, strapping a camera inside of your truck and interviewing. Basically, just you record and start talking to the phone inside your truck, and just great interviews come out of that. And I did a few of those, and I thought those were awesome. But man, you were just killing it with those. I really love that concept because, you know, I have the stiff background behind me. You have the background behind you, and it's all form. We have earbuds. You know what I mean? We have all this stuff going on. Sure. Sometimes it's just not as cool as just ripping it and getting on there. What do you think?
Yeah, man, the property management business, it's like such a very unique and different business. And, you know, if you look at like real estate, people that are like mass producing like content for real estate, a lot of it is the guru type stuff, right? Like you get a lot of the guys like they'll set up like a friggin' Lamborghini and they'll sit on it like, oh, 9 out of every 10 millionaires got to be millionaires because they have Lamborghinis. And, you know, like Holton Wise, we got a pretty big company, right? We run a $50 million portfolio, but like we're still in the trenches, you know, grinding it out. And it's like a dirty job. It's a tough job. And one of the biggest things that like pissed me off about the world and led me to do all that stuff, you know, I did it for a few years. Like, obviously, one, it's a great marketing technique, and that'll help you guys grow your business. We'll talk about that later. But the other thing is, right, because you have all that shit like Lamborghinis, gurus, like, oh, you do this, it's so easy, you can get rich. Come to my seminar, it's so easy, you can get rich. like the whole world itself, they kind of vilify landlords, I feel like landlords, property managers. We're kind of punching bag of America. Like anytime something happens, the landlord is always the bad guy. And I don't really feel like that's an accurate representation of the business, because it's really just a tough, tough, dirty, rough, savage business. And I wanted to start documenting that. I wanted to start just documenting what I do on a daily basis. And, you know, from there, it really took off. And then we kind of took that original idea just to document that, show people what it's really like. And then that led us to create so many shows, which, you know, we have multiple shows now. The Tenants from Hell, Landlords from Hell, Investment Properties for Sale, Landlord Deal Analysis, all kinds of stuff, you know?
Let's talk more about that as we go. I want to back up a little bit because we got to get some intros done. Because you are kind of an outside of the click thing, you know, and some of the folks, some of the circles that we run in, I want you to introduce yourself as far as, you know, who you are, where you are, and talk us about the size and kind of what your focus is on your company. That way we can get some scale of what you're doing. Go ahead from there.
Sure. So my company, we're out in Cleveland, Ohio. It's one of the popular turnkey markets. So we do sales and property management. We kind of do like a top to bottom thing. So we'll get local property owners in the Cleveland market, but we'll also get folks, you know, nationwide, like a lot of West Coast folks like California, Oregon. They will buy properties through us. We sell real estate. I've sold over $100 million of investment real estate. And then we manage it for them. We handle the construction, the maintenance, the whole nine. So right now, the company, we're about north, just a little north somewhere in there of 1,000 doors. The value of the portfolio is like roughly $50 million or so. And then we're really big on vertical integration. So from that, we also own a title company and an insurance company. So we're really able to handle people top to bottom.
Love that concept. I wish the title company thing would be a little easier here in Texas. But, you know, you've kind of circled the wagons on trying to capture everything, especially the lending side, especially the title side, because that's easy money. I mean, the title side is easy pickings. If anyone ever got into real estate and they sold a bunch of homes and they start looking at what the title companies do and they have all this backup to their backup, it's just a racket almost. And so I wish we could get in it here a little bit easier, but that's cool that you got that. So you are really, there's no other way to define that as a better turnkey system, because if you have your hands on everything, lending, title, property management, sales, I mean, that's the full circle. Yeah, I love it. That's really neat. So then you got into that and started generating more content, and the content's drawing in the customers, the clients. So you mentioned four things earlier. You got four different shows going on. So talk us through how you generate more content and how that's really helped you and kind of where those avenues are going. Just kind of talk through some of that.
Yeah. You know, got several shows on there, right? The main one, like the most popular one, is the Tenants from Hell show, right? And, you know, that content is just created in the battle zone, the trenches that we deal with every day. Like, the majority of people listening to this show right now, they're already, you know, all of them, they're property managers, right? So this content is coming at them all day, every single day. So, like, you know, industry-wide, there's a high turnover in property management because it's a tough job, right? You agree with me that it is a tough fucking job, right? Agreed. We are literally the punching bag. On one side of us, we have the tenant. The tenant's going to do something stupid. That's going to piss off the owner. Or the owner's going to want to do something like increase the rent. It's going to piss off the tenant. So every situation we deal with, you know, we're getting hammered from both sides. So it's a very, very tough job. But, you know, all that content out there, guys, that could like really be gold, because the industry of property management is so tough. That is why the opportunity is there for us to grow these large businesses. So instead of being frustrated with all this like horrible stuff, like when a crazy tenant encounter happens, instead of going, oh man, my job is so tough, today was so hard, you got to realize that content right there, that's gold. You got to put that out there to the world, because that's why people hire us. They don't hire us because it's easy. They hire us because the work we do is undesirable. So let's go ahead and show people. We don't need to mask all the rough stuff that happens. We need to show people, you know, what it is that we do, so people could A, understand, oh, real estate investors don't have it so easy. Maybe they aren't just these greedy rich assholes with Lamborghinis like I see on the internet. And two, you got to show everybody who wants to invest but doesn't want to get their hands dirty, you know, the value you provide. And the Landlords from Hell show and the Tenants from Hell show, that shows us the bad stuff on both sides, right? Like the tenant stuff that's bad, or like when you get property management clients, that are bad. So I'm not even saying you have to create your own shows, guys. We actually interview guests. So a lot of the stories are our own personal experiences, because again, we run a $50 million portfolio, but you know, nationwide, we put it all out there. So anybody that's listening to this show, if you guys have a horrible story with video content, you know, you could reach out to me. We'll put you on my show. We'll talk about your story.
I think that's great. I think that's something people should be doing, because we hear about it all the time at conferences and Facebook posts and other stuff. I mean, oh, listen to what this happened. Listen on this happened. So it's interesting on that concept. So one of the things I was going to mention is your other show. We already did an interview together, you and I, and that was for the Landlords from Hell. And we talked about kind of the ABC landlord kind of a definition. So I wrote an article in Bigger Pockets a couple of years ago, and I tried to define an A, B, and C landlord, because I just got super motivated one time and said, all right, let me sit down and define an A landlord, define a B landlord, and define a C landlord, the slumlord. And so you and I had a conversation on that on your show. And I think that's a the good content. It wasn't my genius or your genius. It just, we're putting together compilations of stuff that everybody sees. Everybody sees this every day. You just got to put it out there into a format that people can see to highlight what you're doing. I love the Tenants from Hell show. I think anybody could potentially go on a Facebook Live, let's say, and talk about Tenants from Hell. Oh, today I had the worst experience. This tenant, you know, took feces and wiped it all over a wall and blah, blah, blah. You could do that on your own Facebook pages. You can also potentially do what you're doing and share it with you. Keep going from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, you know, the Landlords from Hell show that me and you did, just so everyone knows, that was actually the first ever episode of the Landlords from Hell show. The Tenants from Hell show has been going on for a while because, you know, there's just incrementally more tenants to landlords that you service when you're a property manager, right? Like when you're running a huge portfolio, you have more tenants than owners because owners own multiple properties. So there's a bigger majority of that content. But yeah, I wanted to show it from both sides. And then I saw your article and I was cruising around looking for like the perfect first guest, because when you make the first episode of a show, you need a banger. And I just loved your article because you were grading it. And like another thing that people could do with their content and what you do with that article and why I wanted to get you on there is in the property management business or any like service business really, right? Like it's different than other businesses. Like say you sell t-shirts. If you sell t-shirts online, your goal is to get any breathing human being to buy your t-shirts. But if you're in property management, it's kind of a give-take relationship. It's a service relationship. Sometimes we have to say no to bad business. Sometimes we have to say no to clients. So by putting out a ton of content, like your article, what you're able to do is you're able to educate people, but you're also able to groom, you know, the general public for the type of business you're looking to attract. Because, you know, we don't have to accept all business, because some business is just bad.
Totally agreed on that. And we try to scale it to where we do work with the upper end landlords through our design. And that does work. I mean, our average price is far superior than some of the other property management companies in our markets, because we are focusing on the top end, the higher end. So let's kick some other stuff around, because you and I kind of got introduced through Bigger Pockets. And I want to get your take on that platform, because just recently we were at a conference and there was a presentation. And bottom line out of that presentation was you need to be trolling on Bigger Pockets daily. And this is something I think is valuable. We've been doing that for a while. You know, it can turn up some leads and stuff, but I want to get your take on that. And then I also got a question I want to ask you after I get some feedback from you. So go ahead from there.
Yeah, that website's a goldmine. What's like when you do mass marketing, right? You're putting your marketing out there in an attempt to you know, cast a huge net to reach people interested in the property management space and the investment space. You go on a website like that, they've kind of like narrowed down the audience to only folks that are interested in that stuff. So like you make a Facebook post, right? Say you got 5,000 friends, maybe like two are interested in real estate investing. But you go to a website like Bigger Pockets, there's a million people and all of them are interested in real estate investing. So yeah, you would be crazy not to utilize that website. Like I think I'm like the third highest poster on that website. I got like 18,000 posts. I've been on that site since 2013. And that website, you know, just cruising that, I have generated several million dollars of income over the last few years from people I met directly on that website. And that's like direct income. Like, hey, we see what you're doing. We want to invest in Cleveland. How can we do it? Stuff like that. So it is definitely a very good tool. Not the only tool, though. You got to, when you're doing marketing, guys, you have to spread it out, right? Like you can't just touch somebody one time and expect to generate a lead off of it. Minimum 7 touches. So you got to hit them on Bigger Pockets. You also got to hit them on Instagram. Then you hit them on Facebook. You know, then you hit them on YouTube. Then you send, you know, letters out. You got to hit these people multiple times so they become familiar with you. That's the key to advertising.
One of the things about Bigger Pockets, I want to get your opinion on this, is it seems to be very slanted and almost anti-property manager. And so I see some of the comments that come in from these investors or C-class. And, you know, I posted something, I can't remember what was the title, but they were talking about, you know, fees. What fees should management companies charge? And I asked a very direct question, very simple. Well, what fees are acceptable to you as an investor? And it was like nothing. You know, they want to pay nothing and get everything. And so I reversed it and said, okay, what are our exorbitant fees? And it was everything we charge. You know, it's like, yeah. Come on, dude, how are we supposed to make, you know, provide you a great service if we're not allowed to charge fees? It's just the mindset of that. So that's just one individual. Okay. That's not, I don't want to.
That's a really good point. And to like piggyback off that. Yeah, I would agree with you that on that website, you see a general slant, to that, right? That the property managers are bad, or, you know, there's a lot of like self-help education out there. Like, hey, you have to manage your property manager. You got to manage them like a hawk, that kind of stuff. So I would agree with you on that. And I also would agree with you that there are a lot of people out there that don't want to pay anything. The biggest workaround to that, you know, what I would tell people out there is it's back to the point I made earlier about your article, right? You have to put out quality content, right? Your article about, you know, ABC Slumlords, right? You know, your article did a few things, but one of the most important things it did is it groomed the general audience, the type of business you're looking for. So if you're going to be a person that's going to compete on price, you know, constantly like, oh, we'll price guarantee, you know, property management, cheapest in the market, guaranteed, we'll price match anybody. You're only going to attract those cheap asses, right? That's who you're going to attract. But if you're over there like, look, we are, you know, pillars of the community. We know exactly what we're doing. We're experts. These are the kind of customers we can, you know, we can see out there. A, B, C, or the slumlord. We don't want to work with these people. We don't want to work with these people. We only want to work with these people. And we're good. We know what we're doing. So those are the only people that we want. And if you put out enough content to, you know, really show people that you really are an expert in the industry, you know, you could really kind of weed out a lot of those bottom feeders. Because like back to the Bigger Pockets thing, that website, you know, that's geared. That's like a mass marketed website to all real estate investors. So you're getting people on that website like that that have never invested in real estate in their entire life. They got no fucking clue what's going on, right? But that's why my thing is about content and showing people how hard this job really is. Like if you're like, I don't want to pay 10%, like market like mine, we're renting duplexes like for like $650. That's like $65 a month. So you read a lot of propaganda like, you got to watch your property manager like a hawk so you don't get ripped off. And then you get these people, they got no clue what the industry's like. And then they want to buy a duplex and we want to charge $65. And for whatever reason, they think that's high. And it's like, yeah, no, bro, fuck off. This is what the business is really like. You know, these are all the crazy things that could happen. Like this is a toilet with poop all over it. You know, this is two tenants setting each other's cars on fire. We earn every bit of that $65. So if you explain that to them and really show your value, you'll usually weed out a lot of those issues.
I love it. Love it.
Property Meld is made for maintenance work automation. Property Meld will work to schedule, remind, verify completion, and follow up with your residents automatically while providing the best-in-class communication system for your ease of use, your vendors, and your tenants. Begin reducing maintenance coordination time and increasing tenant satisfaction today. Learn more at propertymeld.com.
The content, let's define that. So a lot of people hear that buzzword content. It's you're almost sick of it. It's like hearing the word culture about your company, culture. I get sick of those words. The content, what it means is I think it's educational advertisement. It's basically putting out something that says, hey, I have a water bottle in my hand. I'm going to open it by turning it counterclockwise. And that's going to open the water bottle. That's versus, hey, this is the water bottle of Aquafina. You see? So I'm actually educating somebody on how to use it. And that's a pretty weak analogy. I get it. You know, metaphors are kind of lame, but I think you are focusing on good educational value with your content. And that's reflecting in the people that are drawn to you because you've become basically the go-to guy in Cleveland, from what I can tell, just fishing around a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, we are definitely the largest presence in Cleveland, and our presence is so big that we've actually expanded that to where we're actually doing marketing for other property managers in turnkey companies. Like, we've got contracts in Indianapolis, Toledo, Ohio, Memphis, and Birmingham, Alabama, and a few others, right? So we've really expanded it. And it's like your water bottle analogy, right? Like, I see this all the time. Like, you get people that become new into the real estate industry, whether it be realtors or property managers, but let's use property managers as an example. I'll see somebody do something like a Facebook post, and they'll be like, hey, ABC Property Management, just so you guys know, if you have any rental properties, we're here to handle everything for you. Contact ABC Property Management at 123 blah, 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 right? That is like a fucking horrible ad, okay? I hate that ad. That ad sucks. That ad is no good. What you got to do is show a story. Show me something that you do at ABC Property Management. So just like, show me something crazy that you handled that was something that other people are not going to want to deal with. And those people, they're going to get it. They're going to see that you're handling that for someone else. And then at the bottom, you put your contact info. They're going to put two and two together and realize, oh, they can handle that for me. That is what catches people's attention. Just telling people, oh, I could be your property manager. Nobody gives a shit, right? That's not quality content. You got to educate them and the money will come.
Totally agree. Do the right thing. The contracts and stuff will flow. All right, switching gears. So we had a list of stuff we want to kick around when we got on this. So I want you to just, and I'm bringing it to you because as I mentioned earlier, you're a guy doing your own thing and it's blown up awesome. So you don't actually see some of the stuff that goes on potentially in what we're doing or other people are doing in the property management industry, like self-assisted showings or just the wild stuff that's out there that everybody talks about. So let's get to it. I'm going to ask you a real direct question. Kick around the best three things you've implemented in the last 12 months. Let's go with number one. What's the best thing you've done in the last 12 months?
You know, I'm probably behind the curve on this one too, but the best thing I've done in the last 12 months is online rental payments. For a while, we were not doing them. We have a lot of like lower income folks and like, you know, they can cancel and challenge the credit card payments. So we were kind of avoiding that for a little while. But, you know, we just had to get with the times. We're a very tech first company, but that was like the one thing we were archaic about. So we finally implemented that system and it's going great. Our office hours used to be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 6 days a week. Now that we've really pushed the tenants to do more of the things online, because we were just afraid that, like, you know, a lot of low income people wouldn't adapt to that. But they really ended up adapting to it fine. We were able to change our office hours, our available public lobby hours, from 10 to 8, 6 days a week, to 1 to 5, 5 days a week. So we were able to save some serious, you know, money there and really streamline, you know, the accounting process. Because, you know, if you guys are collecting like $5 million a month in rent all through like money orders and stuff like that, that is like a lot of accounting and like a lot of people work. So to really automate that system. So that was probably the biggest thing we did. Two more, right? You're looking for two more?
Two more.
I'm gonna plug this again because I'm just a shameless person. I launched the Landlords from Hell show with my dude, Brad Larson. We launched that episode. So that's on my YouTube channel. And then the third thing that we have done to improve our business over the last year is we've expanded our focus from just offering management services here in Cleveland. We've expanded that to assisting other property managers in content creation nationwide. Because a lot of people, they're good. They're good on the ground. They're good getting their hands dirty, getting into the nuts and bolts of managing properties. But you could be the greatest property manager in the world, but if nobody knows about it, they're not going to give you business. So being good at your job is not enough. You have to tell people that you are good at your job. And a lot of people that are really good at property management, they're not necessarily really good at marketing. So we are trying to serve that customer now.
I really want to hear more about that. So expand on that, because we see some of the vendors already that are running around the space. They do their content marketing assistance and stuff like that. I want to hear more. So keep going on it.
Yeah. Like, we are property managers, right? Like, there's a lot of marketing companies out there in the world and they'll market anything, man. They'll market like t-shirts, pop, food, whatever, right? That's like not our thing. We are you. You are us. We do the same thing. We evict 10 people a month. You know, we collect millions of dollars of rent. We are dealing with the same issues you're dealing with. We are dealing with, oh man, we got to shorten our office hours. We're collecting too much paper rent. How can we streamline that? So we're right there in the trenches with you guys dealing with what you're doing. But what we have really mastered is the art of marketing this business through education, giving people the platform to really show people what they're doing. Because like we do top to bottom in Cleveland, right? But I don't want to do, and I never will ever want to do top to bottom in another market. Like Brad, you're out in Austin, Texas, right?
Austin, San Antonio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have spent over the last several years, like literally, I spend millions and millions of dollars building up the infrastructure of my business. Like, you know, just office buildings, staff, marketing, because we do construction too. So I have like 20 trucks all lettered. You know, I'm pumping out millions of dollars of infrastructure to build this thing exactly how I want it to be. I would never, ever want to go and do that in another market, but the opportunity to expand to other markets is I want to find people who have already doing all that on the ground, but they're having trouble getting that, you know, getting their message, getting how good they really are out to the world. Because again, marketing and property management, they're two very, very different skill sets. And people that are really good at this, sometimes they're missing on this. And that's our goal. We really want to service those people to get their message out there. And again, we have no desire to do that groundwork in any of those other markets. One market is enough.
Tell me more about the marketing side. So somebody could engage with you and then you can come in and work with them. Let's say they're in Portland and you can go potentially help them build a marketing machine. Is that what we're talking here?
Yeah. Like, so we talked about the Landlords from Hell show and the Tenants from Hell show, right? Another show we run, which is, it actually might even be more, it's probably more popular than the Tenants from Hell show. The Tenants from Hell show goes viral a lot, but this show is a very consistent show. And we pump out more episodes. It's called the Investment Properties for Sale show. And what we do on that show, typically the episodes are gonna be like 40 minutes long, 20 to 40 minutes long, depending on what I got going on. And we sell, that's how we sell our rental properties here. So we sell Cleveland rental real estate to investors nationwide right off that show. So we'll do like a video tour and I'll, you know, provide a synopsis on how that property is going to work as an investment. So we'll sell it to somebody and then we'll do the management. So that's like our main show. People come to that because they want to buy those properties. But during that show, like a typical show, we'll typically do like three segments. We'll usually have three properties on there. So like we'll do segment one, then we'll go to a commercial break. And in the commercials, my company will actually produce commercials for other property managers, other companies. We'll actually produce the commercial ourselves, 30 to 30 seconds, 1 minute ads about your business. And we'll run those in our show. Then we'll go back and we'll do another property. So it's like a commercial, like on a regular TV show. On top of that, we'll do content with you. We'll create content with you. Like when you become, you know, a member of our marketing platform, you know, you'll get to work with me directly about like ways that we could, you know, put you over to our audience, right? Because my audience, they're looking for markets. So, you know, we provide them top to bottom in Cleveland, and then we're looking for other vendors in all the other markets. Like guy like you, Brad, right? Just as an example, you know, I would want to introduce my audience to Austin, the Austin, Texas market. And I would, you know, be on the show and I'd be explaining, all right, guys, new market, blah, 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 blah. Just so you all know, again, I'm the expert in Cleveland, but I am by no means an expert in Austin. We need a guy on the ground and that guy is Brad. And then we'll talk about you, your business. And that really just positions you guys on a national basis as the authority. Because you mentioned earlier, Brad, whenever people think they close their eyes, they think Cleveland real estate, they think of James Wise, they think of Holton Wise. Whenever you close your eyes and you think of pop, you're thinking of Coke or you're thinking of Pepsi. Everybody knows what Coke and Pepsi is, but Coke and Pepsi are still putting it out there because every time you close your eyes, it's one of those two things you're thinking of. So our goal is to help people be that one person. You know, we're looking for one partner per market. So when someone closes their eyes and they think of that market, they think, oh, RentWorks, got to go to RentWorks if I'm going to invest in Austin. And that's really our mission right now.
Great stuff, man. That's really fascinating because we love to see that type of stuff. Everyone's hungry for the marketing guidelines, the marketing assistance, because, you know, we struggle with it. We are managers first in a lot of ways, money managers in a lot of ways, more than home managers. And the marketing side of it sometimes eludes us and we often seek help. And there's a lot of folks in this space that will just be willing to write a check to have somebody else do that or walk them through it. That's not what you're talking about. You're more along the guidelines of assistance versus doing it for you. You can't just outsource that completely. You got to get in and create your own content.
Yeah, because again, back to your water analogy, right? Like you could tell a million people that you are in the property management business, but like there's a lot of other people in the property management business. The best and most effective way is to demonstrate to a large audience why you are good in the property management business. You know, I can't say it enough. A lot of you guys out there are really good managers, but you can't, nobody cares because you can't tell the whole world. I want to tell your story. I want to tell people and allow, you know, help you, assist you, give you a platform to tell people why you're good, show them why you're good. And once you can do that, establish yourself as the best in that area, the money will flow, guys. The money just comes in. And then, piggybacking off what we were talking about earlier, you could then, you know, when you have so much coming in your pipeline, you then are able to be disciplined enough to tell the bad business, nope, sorry, you're not the kind of business we're working for. So all those, you know, brand new landlords you see on websites like Bigger Pockets that are freaking out about a 10% fee when it's a totally justifiable fee, well, if your pipeline is so huge, you could be like, look, man, this is what we do. If that doesn't work for you, you know, we wish you luck, but we're not going to deviate. It's hard to be that disciplined if you only got two or three leads coming in and you feel like you got to grab everything. But if you have a pipeline that's like puking on you, you're able to then step back and see what the best business is and just work on that, streamline your systems, maintain profitability.
Very cool. Give me something cool you got going on in the future. What's the next big thing that's really you're fired up for the next year or two?
Dude, just more of the same, right? Like I just expanded to a few of those markets and I literally want to touch every single market. I want one vendor in all of the markets because property management is a huge business. We need it in every city, right? Like a lot of people buying it and stuff, they're focused on, you know, this market or this market, or this market. Everybody's got different criteria. Everyone has different reasons for why they own investment real estate. So I want to be able to touch every market in the United States. I want to be able to help everybody. But as I said earlier, I have freaking no desire to spend millions of dollars on infrastructure and you know, run contractors and evict people in courts and deal with that. I don't want to deal with that. I want to assist the people who are good, who've already mastered that. I want to assist them to become the best in their market. And I want to continue to create a transparency in the business, man. I hate this Lamborghini image of a real estate investor with a Lamborghini, when in reality, like, all right, you know, like just in reality, it's just like, we deal with poop, right? We deal with human poop on like a daily basis, right? Like, what the heck? You know, so like people got to see our value. And that's what I want to do. I want to help other people see our value.
How does someone get in touch with you?
You guys could just go to HoltonWise.com or you could check us out on YouTube. If you could, man, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's just the Holton Wise Property Group. Just punch it in. We'll pop up and subscribe to that channel. Contact info is in the notes of every show. Or you just go to HoltonWise.com. You can reach out to us that way. We have there's a digital media page if you want to check that out. Talk to us about our advertising packages and how we can assist you. Or if you have like a crazy tenant from Hell story, we're always looking to hear it. So you could come on the show and we'll interview you and we'll tell the world your story, how you handled it.
Awesome. J-Dub, thanks for coming on, man. Really appreciate it. Great talk.
Thanks, Brad. I appreciate it, man.
Choose Seacoast Commerce Bank as your property management bank of choice. Seacoast Commerce Bank specializes in trust accounts and business banking for property managers. One of their best features is a cash analysis program where they can assist in paying your property management related invoices. Contact Allison at 619-988-6708 to learn more. And be sure to listen to the Property Management Mastermind Podcast, episode number 26, about Seacoast Commerce Bank.
Are you tired of chasing tenants to comply with having renter's insurance? Insurance Management Group can solve this problem with a master tenant's insurance policy. Keep tenants in compliance with your lease agreement and help protect all parties involved. A master tenant's insurance policy can also add an additional revenue stream to your business. Contact Derek Scott at 918-728-8992 or visit imgadvisors.com. To learn more, listen to the Property Management Mastermind Show podcast, episode number 36.
This has been a podcast episode by PropertyManagementProductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.